Francoise Hardy, one of the greatest exports from France from the early 1960s, and that's saying something considering a lot of the cultural goods we got coming out of that scene. Now, speaking of great stuff coming out of scenes, we're going to talk about The Scenics up next, who have a surprise release. I was not expecting a Scenics album dropping in 2024, but lo and behold, here we are with New Part in Town, an archival release from the Toronto group.
Yeah, this covers the year 1976 when they just started out. So an early lineup version of the band when they were just a three-piece. And so New Part in Town was put out via vinyl in the U.S. and international distro through Supreme Echo Records out of Vancouver. And then, so there's 10 songs on here, 8 previously unreleased in any form from 1976. And the Scenics recorded a lot. They were always recording, actually. And they've had a few archival releases, but it's been quite a number of years. They came back and put out another album several years ago called Dead Man Walks Down Bayview, mm-hmm. or Bayview, which was an excellent album. But here's more new stuff from their early days. So we're going to hear a track from this release, and hopefully more in the future. In this set, we're also going to hear new music from the Icky Bonds, based out of Toronto. They have a new single out called Leopard Skin, new music from the Gold Stars, new music from Australia's Cosmetica. They have a new album forthcoming called Pictures Are Gone. We're going to hear the second single. We're also going to hear some music from PAX. They're actually playing in Windsor in August, mm-hmm. And in Detroit in June. It is June, so if you're in Detroit and want to see them, they're playing at Third Man, I believe towards the end of June. And here, Windsor in August. I don't know if we have the date in front of us, but anyways, you can find that. They're playing at the Meteor here in Windsor. And then we're also going to end off this set with a really interesting recording, which has been bootlegged for many years. Fugazi, their demos from 1992 from what would become their album, In on the Killtaker. These were done with Steve Albini. The band and Albini, after they were recorded, both said, these were not good enough. We don't like these. So they went and recorded with someone else, and then they put out In on the Killtaker that way. But we're going to hear a track from this demo session, which I still think is pretty good. So
yeah, so we're going to hear that. So here we go, starting off with music from the Scenics in this edition of Revolution Rock. Remember, you can always let us know what you want to hear on this edition of the program. Phone us at 519-971-3630 in Windsor and Detroit. You can reach us at 1-855-344-2526.
We tightly put the passion, we taste good fashion. We ain't on cruise line, just to have it, and let us see. Yeah.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We ended off that set with some very rare recording, a version of a song that maybe you've heard before if you've listened to the band Fugazi, a song called Cassavetes, which is about the filmmaker, which we'll mention a little bit about briefly in a moment. But this is from a 1992 demo session version of basically the whole album that they did with Steve Albini.
Yeah, so I guess the band and Steve Albini just mutually agreed they did not care for the results of their recording session, and they decided to part ways. The band would reunite with another producer, and Steve Albini would move on to other projects, even though, that said, the album never got an official release. There have been demos and there have been bootlegs and various iterations of these sessions that have leaked out. And then there is a complete version of it out there at this point.
Yes.
You crafty kids with all your skills and probing through information online, I'm sure we'll be able to find it. But you know what? Even though neither party was that satisfied with it, it still sounds fantastic to me. It would be interesting to hear the entire album, but definitely you can hear that drier sound on the drums that Steve Albini was really known for with his production work. Speaking of which, that's not the last we're going to hear of Albini on this episode. We're going to be focusing on him a little bit in the next set. But prior to that, or actually before we get to the song, you wanted to talk a little bit about Cassavetes. What's your take on Cassavetes?
He's a filmmaker. Yeah. He was a filmmaker. For anyone that doesn't know, he did a lot of DIY independent film stuff, and his films were very
provocative
and visceral.
Mm-hmm.
Different. How would you, if someone said, "What is this, John Cassavetes?" What would you say?
There's a lot of things that come to my mind. Okay, here's my thing, and maybe people don't turn into the show to hear my opinion on filmmakers.
I think they do. Actually.
Okay, well, it's very polarizing. I think there are good John Cassavetes films, and there are ones I hate. And, you know, I think it's very rare for me to come across one that's anywhere in the middle. But Cassavetes was also known as an actor as well. Not
very
only did
actor.
He perform in his own films, but in a number of other ones. And he was a very talented individual, even though I didn't always agree with the ideology that he espoused in his films. There was always a challenge, and I always appreciate a filmmaker challenging me. And I think that might be part and parcel what Fugazi were focusing on in here, with especially their challenging music that they were making at that point in their career.
On their own, not associated with any major labels.
Mm-mm.
He was also independent, doing it his way. So I can see the reasoning, maybe comparison between the two. But if you could recommend one Cassavetes film to someone, what would it be? Can you say it on air, though?
Faces, maybe?
Okay, you can say it on air.
Okay,
let's move on. Before that, we heard some music from Pax. We heard something from the excellent album that came out at the 2023, near the end of 2023, called... January.
Dave, you stone cold fool. It was this year.
I made the mistake.
We even talked to Madeline. And we had a wonderful interview, which you can check out if you go to revrock.blogspot.com. You can check out the entirety of that wonderful interview that we had with Madeline, who is just a treat to talk to, by the way. In addition to playing music from this record, Dave, Maddie's actually coming here. Pax will be performing in Windsor at Meteor on August 17th, so make sure you check that out.
We heard the song Her Garden from Melt the Honey, and I realized when I was making notes, which I do sometimes, I wrote down 2023 for this album instead of 2024, which is incorrect because it came out in January of this year.
We should mention one other thing.
Yeah.
For those who are going to have access to go to Detroit on the 21st, Pax will also be performing there.
Third Man Records.
So you can check that out there on the 21st if you so choose to. But getting away from Dear Pax to Dear Cosmetica, a great group that has a forthcoming album. We actually heard the second single previewing that record. This is an Australian band, actually.
Yep. The album's called Pictures Are Gone. The song we heard is called Reward Risk. Let me say that again. Reward Risk.
Yeah, a reward whisk. I think you use that during baking.
Yeah, it's just so rewarding. You know, if you gotta make something and
whisk those eggs with that flour.
Yeah, and when you're done whisking, it rewards you by saying, "Great job."
You can tell Dave doesn't bake. But anyway, with that said, Regardless of the shenanigans going
on
air.
We should mention the band name. Did we say? Cosmetica spelled a little differently.
With a K.
With a K. And really cool stuff from Australia. That's going to be out on the Spoil Sport Records label.
I don't believe we have a date yet officially for the album release, but it should be later this year.
I think it's late June.
Okay.
But I didn't write that down. Before that, we heard brand new music from the Gold Stars based out of Chicago. They always put out a single every once in a while. It's usually pretty cool, and this is no different. We heard the song No Way from that band, which was just released. Prior to that, we heard brand new music from Toronto's the Icky Bonds, or the Itchy Bonds. I'm not sure.
Icky Bonds.
I think it's Icky Bond, named after the famous Motown surf song, Icky Bond Number 1, perhaps.
I just thought it was a candy, but yes.
Oh, no. It's a saying. But anyways, we heard a track from their single Leopard Skin. They do a lot of surf, and they do a lot of rockabilly, and this one's kind of, I don't know, it's a lot of rockabilly, but it's a little bit of something else,
too. It's a little bit of a hybrid going on with this
one. It's amazing. This band is super cool.
Kinetic and fierce. Maybe that's the best way to describe it. And we started things off with some rough recordings from the Scenics. And you know what? If you want a really raw iteration of a band really coming into their own, this is a great collection for you. The archival release, New Part in Town. It's a brand new record. It just dropped, and it is all early recordings taking place in 1976 during the halcyon early days of the group. I believe of all the recordings, 8 have never been released before.
Yes, that's what the press release says here.
Oh, then at the press release, it's got to be right.
Yes, and we heard the song Farm Reports and Test Patterns from this album, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more on a future episode from Toronto's post-punk slash, and also a little avant-garde with their style band, The Scenics. And that's how we started off the set. Coming up next, we're going to be playing some more music kind of associated with Steve Albini. Some more new music from the latest release, To All Trains by Shellac. And then an EP that was produced that no one really knew who produced it for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. So Slint's final record that they released in 1994, a two-track EP that Steve Albini produced, but he was not credited for, basically because they didn't want to draw undue attention to him and really generate interest for the band from people thinking, oh, is this going to be like Nirvana? Because it obviously wasn't. And it's interesting because being part of the Chicago scene, Steve Albini went back a long way with a lot of the members of Slint. A lot of them were friends, but oddly enough, I believe this was the first time they ever had an opportunity to really record together. And the results are fantastic. It's a very small, very slight record, but one that's an amazing send-off for an incredible group. So we'll be hearing from Slint, as well as new music from Sham Family, and a track from Proto Martyrs released last year, Formal Growth in the Desert. With that said, we're going to get to that new music, including something from Shellac's latest and unfortunately last record with the passing of Steve Albini a few weeks back. We're just going to play a station ID and a quick PSA before we get to the music here on Revolution Rock.
What a plan. We'll be pirates.